Good to see this number out this evening. We appreciate so much your presence. We're looking forward to just one more Wednesday of hearing me preach, and then we'll go back to class. I expect attendance to start growing. I appreciate your patience during this time, and I appreciate the opportunity we've had to study together. If you'll take your Bible and turn to the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter, I want to begin reading with you at verse 1. Matthew 14, beginning at verse 1. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had said to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, 'Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter.' And the king was sorry, nevertheless, because of the oath, and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus." At this time, I'd like for you to look at that man identified as Herod. And there's several things I want to bring to your mind as we look at three different men tonight and examine their conscience. I want you to look at Herod and notice that this man had committed the sin of murder. Here he was a leader, but he had John the Baptist arrested on one charge. He didn't like what he preached. He wasn't guilty of any crime. He had not violated any civil law. But what John had done was gone to Herod and said, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You are living in sin." And Herod did not like that lesson and therefore had John put in prison. And if you take note, at first he wanted to put him to death in verse 5. But notice what kept him was he feared the multitude because they counted John as a prophet. So fear kept him at that time from putting John to death. But you'll recall in other readings of the Scripture, sometime he'd send and listen to John. But at this time, notice when his birthday came that Herodias' daughter danced. And you'll remember that he was pleased by that, and no doubt there was some lasciviousness and sinful things going on at that time. But notice that the man made a statement that he regrets. He said he would give her up to half his kingdom. But Herodias comes to her daughter and says, "Ask for the head of John the Baptist on a platter." For her, prison was too good for John. He deserved to die for calling out her sin. And notice that the Bible says Herod was sorry in verse 9. Notice the Bible says he thought about that. His conscience was pricked. He was sorry that he had made this oath. He was sorry that because of the people that sat there. But because of the people and because of the oath, he wouldn't back down. That shows true cowardice. That man said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. Because there are people sitting here that heard me, I'm going to fulfill what they said instead of standing up and doing the right thing." And notice, my friend, they brought in the head of John the Baptist. I've often thought in my mind what that gruesome scene must have been like. When that platter was handed to Herodias with the head of John the Baptist, I wonder how many times did Herod in his dream see that head. But I know one thing. When Jesus appeared on the scene, it says in verses 1 and 2, as it brings out in Mark 6, the same account, it said that Herod said, "This is John the Baptist risen from the dead." That's a man's conscience. That man's conscience bothered him because he recognized what he did was wrong. It's a good thing to have a conscience. Now, we're going to talk more about it, but I want you to think about it. At least he realized what he did was wrong. There are a lot of people tonight who don't seem to have any conscience about anything, but that man recognized his particular sin. If you take your Bible, look, if you will, in the book of Proverbs and the 20th chapter. And when you come to the book of Proverbs and the 20th chapter, Look, if you will, at verse 27. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. I like that statement. The spirit of a man, the inner man, that part which is eternal, that part which knows right from wrong, that part which determines what you will do and won't do, that part that thinks through, that part that only man has. Animals don't have it. Animals live on instinct. Man has the ability to reason and to think and to deduce and to understand what is right and what is wrong. Man can learn what he is to do. And he says that is a light for man. And I want you to think about Herod's light finally had gone off. He realized what a terrible thing it was to do to put John to death. And here, after John had been buried, the body had been put in the grave, when he hears of the miracles of Jesus, he's fearful that John's going to come and face him again. But then if you have your Bible, go to the Old Testament for just a moment, to the book of Genesis. And go with me, if you will, to the 42nd chapter. You remember that there was a man identified as Joseph. And you remember that his brothers were jealous of that young man. And because of their envy and jealousy, because of their father's love for him, they had thrown him into the pit. And they begin to discuss what they would do. Some of the brothers wanted to kill him. And you remember Reuben was trying to stay their hand. And when Reuben was gone, they sold him into slavery. And you'll remember that there came a famine in the land. And because of what God had used Joseph in Egypt to prepare for the famine, the people had come down to Egypt, the brothers, to get grain. And you'll remember that they are beginning to think about their sin. Look, if you will, in the book of Genesis and the 42nd chapter, in verse 22, in verse 21. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not say to you, do not sin against the boy, and you would not listen? Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us." Now they're standing in front of Joseph, and all these words they're saying, and they didn't realize it was their own brother. But look at their conscience. Have you ever thought of the conscience of the brethren? Look at the statement very carefully. And notice what they said. "We saw the anguish of his soul." But they didn't care. They were in such a mentality of that time of mob rule. Get rid of the one who makes us feel bad. Get rid of the one who doesn't appease us. Get rid of the one who Father loves most and maybe we'll be happy. And you know, that's the mindset of a lot of people. Just get rid of somebody you don't like. Now then, not only did they hear, see the anguish, notice, "We heard his plea." You ever thought about they heard that young man's plea? His their own brother. But then if you take your Bible, you'll see their conscience is still stirred later on after Jacob dies in the book of Genesis and the 50th chapter. You remember in Genesis chapter 50, that after Jacob dies, the father, they think, now what's going to happen to us? Perhaps Joseph is going to be upset. Perhaps Joseph now will get his revenge. Look at what it said in verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." Now, Joseph's not going to do that. And you'll find on three different occasions at least where Joseph weeps because of the actions of his brother and their reactions. But one thing I'm impressed with is Joseph's attitude, in that he forgives them. But one thing I want to impress upon our heart is the conscience. Just as how many times did Herod picture John's head on the platter, how many times did those brothers think of the face of their brother and hear his cries because they had sinned? And they would not relent. But that brings us to our third example. If you take your Bible for just a moment, go to the book of Matthew in the 27th chapter. And when you come to the book of Matthew in the 27th chapter, look at a man identified as Judas. And when you look at Judas, notice that the Bible says in verse 2, his betrayer, seeing that Jesus had been condemned, was remorseful. Underscore that word, remorseful.